Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Carter?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Carter, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
Oh, it's doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing good. No pun intended there, because you do tree services.
That's right.
you're I know you were talking to Tara. She's my mapping coordinator, and she does a really good job of explaining the basics. She told me that you're just like a very new business, only a month in.
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool, awesome. Congratulations on that. I know it's not easy getting up and started on your own, but you used to work for another company. Is that how you started this, or?
Yeah, I used to work for another company, and that company is slowly fading away, so.
So you just took it in your best interest to go do it on your own. Awesome.
I'm
Is it
trying
just?
it out, man. That's, you know,
Yeah.
trying
No,
it out. What's the
that's
worst that can
good. I
happen,
mean,
right? If it doesn't work out.
Exactly, right? But you grow from it too, right? So you're able to understand the logistics of the business on top of doing the service. Do you have anybody with you, or is it just you by yourself? Like, do you have a crew or anybody?
It's just me, but I got a couple guys that I could call if I need some help.
Okay. And then, so for this, I see you do have a home advisors. Do you have anything else, or do you just have a home advisor by Angie's?
So I have that. I got Nextdoor. I got this thing called Thumbtack.
Thumbtack. Okay.
And then that's it.
Okay. And just question, how are those services working out for you so far? I know you just really
Oh,
new
I'm
though.
not happy with Angie at all.
Okay. Any particular reason?
It's expensive, and I haven't seen any results.
Okay. Typically, that's what happens. Are you on a pay per lead type deal, or are you on like a flat rate where they just vet you kind of leads out and a certain amount? How's it working for you?
So, I'm doing Angie's ads and Angie's leads.
Ooh.
So
Okay,
I
yeah, that's
know
very expensive.
I didn't even know like it wasn't gonna work out or any. I really wish I wouldn't have got into it at all. But
Okay.
I don't mind Angie's leads because I can pay per lead.
Right.
But I'm not happy with the ads at all whatsoever.
Okay. And I mean, the per lead type deal, you haven't been able to land a job, sounds like, yet, correct?
Not from Angie, no.
Okay. So let me just tell you the comparisons with Google. Google is, one, it's in real time, and then two, it's exclusive to you. So what happens is you actually get customers that call you directly instead of you having to either call out a customer or send a text message out. It's really just, I mean, somebody searching tree service companies near me and then you populate on that first page. Now the hard part is
Right.
though, is getting verified with Google because that does take a little bit of time to get that up and populating for you. Okay. I will say, because I want to be super transparent, this is not like it's a flip of a switch and tomorrow you're on the first page of Google. It does take around 30 to 45 days to get you verified and on that first page. Now that doesn't mean you're not going to receive calls in the first month, because we do pair that up with a Facebook retargeting campaign. So we're targeting people that are already searching your services, and then we get you more exposure with getting on Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and then we integrate you also with Apple. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Now this is not a pay per lead or anything like that. It's just set at a flat rate so customers can call you guys directly. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Now, with Angie's, I just want to ask, did they get you like in a year contract, or are you just like on a month-to-month deal there?
A year contract.
Oh, okay. So you're
I
having
know.
it.
It
So you're.
sucks.
I know. I feel for you, because I have customers that have the same thing. There are some loopholes where you can like pause the service. With the year contract, though, that doesn't include the ads and the pay per lead. That's just the pay per lead, correct?
It's just the ads.
It's just the ads, so you can kind of turn off the pay per lead type deal.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. So let me just go with you here and share with you how we can help you, because, I mean, you're really going to be able to compare apples to oranges here. It's kind of like a night and day deal. What our customers have found when they're in the same boat as you is they do take on this service, and they usually end up pausing the Angie's leads because they get more of an exclusive and targeted customer that calls them directly to figure out, you know, what they need on, you know, you do trimming. You chop down the trees. Do you do ground stumps as well?
I can do ground stumps, yes, but I don't have a stump grinder now.
Okay, so it's just more exclusive to just maybe like chopping down and then trimming. Is that what you?
Yeah. Service? What I would probably do in the meantime is I would subcontract out that stump grinder.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, that's not a problem. So if you get one, you can just sub it out. Okay. And then do you guys do wood chips as well?
What do you mean wood chips?
Like, do you guys clean up, like, the wood chips or, like, dispose them? Or do you guys just kind of leave it there for them? It just, or do you sell them?
Oh, no, no, no. Like, I would definitely take everything from the job site. You know, it would look just like we weren't even there.
Okay, perfect. Because I know some companies, like, what they'll do is they'll leave the wood chips there, just depending on, like, what they talked about with the customer. So I just want to make sure you have all the services that we can provide on Google with, so that way anybody that searches those services, you can populate on that first page, okay?
I mean, if the customer wants wood chips there, I'll leave them there, but, you know, yeah. I'll definitely take them away. Yeah.
Right, right. And wood chips, too, it's like, I mean, my dad lives in Washington. They had to cut down like a 150-foot tall tree. And what happens is they actually left the wood chips, and then the deer actually laid there. And then what happened was they had like these, I forgot what they're called, but they're just like these vines that have a ton of thorns on them that you basically have to burn unless, I mean, it would just tear you apart, but it's insane. So he's like, take the wood chips. I don't want it. So, okay. So what you're looking at here is, this is like Tara said, it's a month to month pricing for you. Okay. So it's not like it's a long-term contract, right? We like to earn your business each and every month. Now this does come with a full tracking system as well. So we are able to show you the location of searches. We're able to show you how many clicks and calls you're getting from Google, and you're also able to see how well your Facebook is performing. Now, question for Carter's Tree Service, do you have a business Facebook account set up yet or no?
No, I haven't looked into doing that yet. I heard it was a pretty good idea,
okay,
but I haven't.
You haven't done it yet? Yeah, I mean, you're pretty new.
Yeah.
So what happens is you have a personal account, correct? I would assume so.
Yeah.
Okay. So what happens is we actually help you build that out. So that actually will be built out, and your Facebook ads for the retargeting campaign would be up and running within 7 to 14 days. Now, typically I say 7 to 14 days. It's really just how fast you and my tech team can communicate. But on the fast side, we really get it done within 7 days. That tracking system is up and running within 3 to 5 days. So then that way you can start tracking everything that's going on with, like I said, Google, Facebook, and then the other listings too. You'll see how many clicks you're getting as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, for the pricing, what I did was I gave you a reduced rate, because what I did was I accepted Tara's new in business credit. Typically, this is around a $599 month-to-month deal, but what I did was I was able to give you a reduced rate, and that brings that price all the way down to just $249 month-to-month. Now, like I said, there are no long-term contracts. You don't have a setup fee because you have that new in business credit, so I waived that for you as well. But we do ask that you do give us just a 2-month verbal agreement, because we want to make sure that, one, you get verified. We're going to walk you through that process. So Google is going to ask you if you are licensed and insured. Do you need a license in your state to have that or no?
No, as long as I stay out of Pennsylvania, I do not need a contractor's license.
Okay, so that's huge. So let me make sure And you obviously don't do work in Pennsylvania, right?
No.
Okay. Okay, so stay out of Pennsylvania, which is great. And then two, do you have a specific cities or zip codes that you would like to target where maybe you can see like they're more populated with maybe dead trees or people that have higher end homes that want to maybe get those trees out, cut down, save for them crashing down on their homes?
You know, the Weirton, Steubenville area that I'm in right now, it doesn't have a large population of, you know, wealthy neighborhoods, but it does have some.
Okay.
So, I mean, I would really like to stay around in here. There's a lot of work in this area.
Sure.
Yeah, but like I said, I mean, I'm comfortable going 25, 30 miles away from this zip code now.
Okay. But is that, like, in any direction you want to go 20 to 30 miles away, or is it just, like, you want to go 20, 35 miles north? Like, we can literally populate you in a specific city, so that's why I ask. Do you have a preference, or you just want to kind of target the 20 to 35-mile radius in a big circle?
Nah, we'll just do a radius.
Radius? Perfect. Okay. And then two, so what we do here is we're Google Channel partners. So we actually work with one company per industry per area. That's why Tara had called you, because we had that available listing. Now, once we close out this category, we can't work with any other company in your area who does what you do. So that's why it's working with just exclusively to you. With what you have right now, those leads that are coming in are not just going to you. I don't know if you've experienced this, but when you call somebody and they say, hey, I already found somebody, or they just kind of don't answer in general, that's because those leads are getting vetted out to other companies that are your competitors as well. We're here. We're not vetting you a lead. They're calling you guys directly. We don't touch your customers. We don't vet you anything. We put your phone number down so they can call you directly. At the same time, you're not sharing a position with anybody, so you'll never rotate either. You'll always have that position available for you. Okay?
Right.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Sure.
I'm not going to be able to pull the trigger on this today.
Okay. Any particular reason why you would want to wait on that?
Just funds. It's real slow for me right now,
right.
Which I understand the catch-22 of the situation that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to advertise to make money, and if I'm not advertising, I'm not making any money.
Yeah. That's typically, yeah, how it goes. If you're not
– I understand.
The research just shows that 90% of people that are searching out of 100% of searching, you know, the tree service industries, they stay on that first page of Google. And as of right now, you're not even, you know, you don't even have a Google business profile to populate on that first page. So that's where we
don't. And why wouldn't people use Google? It's such a name brand. Everybody knows it.
Everybody uses Google. Yeah, that's why I said 90%
everybody.
Of people stay on that first page. Right. Whereas Home Advisor, what happens, and even like a Thumbtack and a Nextdoor, what happens is when they search that service, they would have to click on, you know, top 10 tree services in your area. And then when they click there, now they go over to Angie's List. Even if they were to click on just your business specifically on Angie's, what happens is their information gets processed through Angie's, and that lead goes out to four other companies at that time. So even if they did just go to your profile there, you're still not getting that exclusive customer to you. Whereas in Google, you're really capturing that customer and they're calling you directly, and now you can go out and get work. I've seen it happen like multiple times with our customers. What they found is once they do get on board with us after going through third-party companies like this, they see two things happen. One, in their slow time, they actually start picking up work. Two, they see the quality of lead start to skyrocket because now, like I said, you're getting people that's interested in the service that you provide instead of just trying to vet out information. Does that make sense?
I want to be on Google. I want this.
Okay.
I do. I just can't swing it right now.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry. I really hate to waste everybody's time.
No,
the pitch is great. I will say that for sure. The pitch is great. and I, like I said, I definitely want to be on Google. I have a job interview coming up on the 26th.
Okay.
Okay. If I do end up getting that job, I will definitely want to sign up for this.
Okay. Okay. Is that job?
Then I would have another source of income coming in other than doing tree work.
Tree work. Gotcha.
And then I would feel a lot more comfortable with my bills that are piling up, to be able to afford that. I know it's such a small amount that you gave me the 200 and whatever it was, $50 or whatever.
$249.
Yeah. I would feel a lot more comfortable after I, had this interview and got the job.
Gotcha. And that's understandable. I understand that, you know, obviously you're getting the job because the tree work's slow right now, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. It's up to you. I had to get their authorization to do this, but I can still secure your listing here. Now, what I can do is I can take off the Facebook ads, and it would drop it to just $199 month to month. We would still be able to get you on the first page of Google, and like I said, everything that we talked about you would still have. We would just take off that Facebook ad. Now, my only deal with that is that that's a longer process, right? Now you're waiting the 30 to 45 days to get verified and on that first page where like you can have everything built just in like kind of like one shot. And then now people are starting to find you within 7 days. Your Facebook ads are starting to go out. And it's really aligned to pick up the work in the slow season. Just a curiosity, I mean, how much would you charge for a customer? I mean, I guess it depends on the tree and the size and everything like that, but on average, you kind of have like an average price of like where your sweet spot is for your customers that you charge. What's that average that you're charging for your customers as of right now?
I mean, it depends. I've had a lot of small jobs. Mm-hmm. So it's only been like, you know, $300-$400 here. I can do most things from the ground. I don't even have to get into the tree.
Okay.
But for like a removal, it would be like $2,000, $3,000. And I just haven't secured, you know, one of those jobs yet. But if I did, oh my gosh, it would be great.
Okay.
So you know, I'd be able to do so much more things. And I would really like to get a small business loan too. I haven't done that either. And I think, from what I've been told, is you have to have like 2 years of income showing on like bank statements and stuff like that before you can even get a small business loan. But I haven't talked to my bank yet. I want to go do that today.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I know they don't make it easy for small business loans, but they'll make it easy for you to, you know, get a loan for school. you know what I mean?
yeah.
Yeah. I mean that. So. This is what this is tailored to, Carter. And I just want to make sure that you're very aware and understanding this. You're getting a lot of small jobs right now because it's kind of like a word of mouth deal, right? Everybody that you know is basically taking and helping you out with the small jobs. For what this is intended to do is help you get those big jobs. So for you to land a tree removal for $2,000 to $3,000, I mean, just for like, let's just say you got one in 1 month. That's pretty huge, you know, just starting out, right?
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. And I just want to give you some, so this is just an example. Now this happened with our client that we actually, he was kind of tight on some funds as well. He was getting his business started and this is just an example. So I can't promise you that this result will happen to you because obviously, you know, it's marketing. But he built decks, and he went with us. He said, okay, let's do it. I'm going to take the risk. I'm going to take the chance on it. And what he did was we got him verified with Google, and then we started to populate him with Google and Facebook. In the first month, he actually got a deck build, a pretty big one, from just being verified through Google for $20,000. That same deck build, he got the next month for $20,000 just by people searching his services on Google. So I'm not saying you're not going to get a tree removal for 20 grand. That's a pretty big tree.
Hey, I mean, they're out there.
They are out there.
That is a very big tree, but they're out
there. Yeah. That's a massive tree. And I know they're out there, but I'm just saying that's the type of service that we can provide for you from just people searching your services. And it being exclusive, where now I'm very confident that when somebody calls you and you go out there, you're a one-man show. So you're probably not charging the same as some of these tree companies that are overpricing because they have big overhead. And you can come in and do it at a fair rate. And that's why I'm more than confident that we can get you the customers and then you can just close the deals, right?
I know, man. I get it. Like I said, it's a great pitch. You're doing a fantastic job. You need a raise.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's really not
my
just
dad's
like
in sales. I've been in a sales family for a very long time. I know what it takes.
Nice. Yeah.
Give me 1 second, okay? Let me look at something here.
Sure. No problem.
Is this your direct line?
Yeah, you can ask for me, for Charlie. My colleagues will answer. They're just going to make sure that I'm not in a meeting or on a phone call usually when somebody calls this number back.
I really got to crunch some numbers because I want to do this. I understand the importance of being on Google. Let me ask you this.
Sure.
Do you need a whole bunch of reviews right off the bat without me doing hardly any work?
Nope.
I know because reviews do help out a lot. I do understand that. People want to see those reviews on there.
Right.
But it's just, that's what Angie has like stressed so much. They were like, oh, we need 10 reviews. And it's like, well, I haven't had 10 customers. How can I get 10 reviews?
Yeah. yeah. And that's why it's so hard on an Angie's listing to really rank on there, because you got people on there that have, you know, 10, 15 reviews. I'll tell you this. There's two things about that. One, if you were to ever, you're already not happy with the service with Angie, so I'm just going to assume at the end of your year contract, you're probably not going to renew and you're probably going to cancel the service, right? If you...
I mean, as of right now, yes, that's the case. It's
right,
still
right.
Really early.
Right.
If they do decide to pick up, you know, I would stick with them, but right now I am not happy with it.
Yeah. and I just want to share with you this. As being on a third-party vendor like Angie's, where they're vetting you leads, one, they're getting their leads from Google and then they're reselling it to you at a higher cost, right? Where here they pay a lot of money to like advertise on Google. Yeah. Two, it's not exclusive, right? Like I said before. And then three, if you were to ever get reviews on Angie's, and you cancel the service because you don't like the service and it's, you know, costing you more money than it is to get customers and close jobs, those reviews are their reviews. They keep them. You cannot transfer those reviews. As soon as you close out your account, like that, they take them. Like you can't do anything about it. Whereas in Google, you always have that for the lifelong of your business. So you're always keeping those, no matter what. Like, even let's just say down the road, you just wanted to part ways with us. You're like, man, that was a great service, but you know what? I'm actually pretty solid. Like, I got consistent customers coming in. I'm on Google. You guys, we actually help you get reviews as well. So if that's an issue for you to start getting reviews, once you start acquiring customers, we can send out a link to those customers. You just provide us the phone numbers and we can say, hey, thanks for using Carter's Tree Service. Please give us a 5-star review on our Google page for the services that you offered. Boom. Now they click it and can just give you a review there. But like I said, this isn't a year contract. This is month to month. So let's say you're doing very well.
Month to month, which I like that.
Yeah. Let's just say you're doing very well and you're like, man, this is great, but I kind of need to catch up on the work that you guys have been able to get me here. I'm going to pause the service or just cancel it in general. You keep everything. The only thing that we stop is just populating your Google Business profile and your Facebook. That's it. Everything else you keep. You keep your Facebook, you keep your listings, you keep your Google Business profile, and people can continue to search your business. We don't keep anything.
What do you mean by populate? And do you mean like put it at the top of the list?
Yeah. So I'll be very honest. Nobody can guarantee
Please
you
do.
The
I don't
top
want you to lie to me.
Yeah, the honesty is the best policy. nobody can guarantee you the top spot on Google. If they do say, hey, Carter, we can guarantee you that first spot, they're telling you stories. And it's not true. Because how Google works is it's an algorithm. And you have to consistently populate by keywords of service, of populating search terms, of analytical reviews and analytical clicks that we constantly do on a daily basis for your profile. So that way you can populate on that first page. Now, that being said, we have gotten our customers to that first spot, but it's not a guarantee that you're going to stay there forever. Because like I said, it's an algorithm. So I just want to be straightforward and super transparent with you because, you know, my dad's a small business owner himself and he's kind of like you. He's a one-man show. So he asks me for like, you know, insiders and stuff like that. And I let him know. So that's why I really do this stuff because with the service that he could have had with this stuff, I mean, his business would flourish, right? And same with you. It's really, and you see the value. It's really a way to get in front of the customers that way. But no, yes, we populate you to the top as best as we can. Our goal is to get you to one, but I can't guarantee you number one.
Mm-hmm.
And, but with being a Google Channel partner, you will never fall off that first page. You would always be populating on that first page. That's for sure. So you want to give it a shot and let us... Let us show you how it's done. What I would recommend too is what I do with my customers and with my clients here when they come on board with us here at Local Splash, I get their ball rolling very quickly. So I'm not trying to, you know, wait for you guys to get everything verified. What I do is I get you on a call with my tech team either the day of or the next day. That way everything can be done very quickly. We can start submitting everything out to Google. So that way we can start the verification process with you because it does take that 30 to 45 days. But then also too, we get those Facebook up running and then also the ads on there is up and running very quickly. That way you can start acquiring customers calling you as fast as possible. I know some people will like to wait. They'll be like, okay, well, we can schedule you, you know, next Friday. Or some people will be like, can we do it Friday? I'm like, let's get it done fast. That way. Yeah, you can start going.
Fuck it, dude. Let's do it.
Okay.
I don't want to, but I mean, I might as well. I got to advertise to make money. Got to spend money to make money.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm going to tell Tara too, because she really did, like I said, put in that reduced rate for you to really make it the cheapest that you could possibly go. That's our bare price for the premium product that you're getting. So with the business name itself, I have Carter's Tree Service. For the address yeah. that you're working from, I'm guessing it's your home address, right?
As of right now, yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. So what's going to happen here is I'm just going to get the address. Now, Google is going to, there's going to be three things that they're either going to do. It's going to be one of three. You're either going to do a phone verification over the phone, which we walk you through. They're either going to want to do like a video verification, which we walk you through, or they're going to send you something in the mail, and it's going to be a PIN verification. And this is just really making sure for Google that you're a legitimate person and you're not a robot with the P.O. box. So they're really making it tough for businesses. But what is that address so that way we can send that PIN verification to you?
125 Beverly Avenue, Weirton, West Virginia.
Perfect. And then for the business phone number for your customers to call you, the 304-419-7734 is good?
Yep.
Okay. Is that just like your cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And then Carter, is that your biological name?
Yeah, it's my first name.
Okay. I didn't know if it was like a middle name or some people put middle names too, they go by. What's your last name, Carter?
Fitchett, F-I-T-C-H-E-T-T.
Fitchett, F-I-T-C-H-E-T-T. And then what's a good email address to give you everything in writing along with your invoice?
So yeah, my first and last name.
Okay, Carter. Digit
73 @gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay. All right. So let me just make sure I have everything correct here for you for your Google Business Profile. Now, what I'm going to do is I'll ask you, do you want your address hidden on your Google Business Profile? I would assume so, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't think you wanted people to know where you live. So the only thing that'll pop up there then for just like the location of like where you're located, it's just going to say city, state, and then it's just going to have the zip code and that's it. It's not going to have the actual address on there. So that way it protects you from people knowing where you actually live.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Awesome. Okay. And then two, do you have like, I mean, you used to work for a company, so I'm sure you have like some pictures and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, I have a few.
Okay. Now when my tech team, calls you, they're going to give you an opportunity to be able to send pictures in. Send as much as you can. And the more you take, the better. Because now we can start populating that for your Facebook. We can start putting that as your ads. We can also put that on your Google Business Profile, which is just going to help you in the long run.
Right.
Okay. So
yeah, I like the format for pictures as well.
Yeah. So if you just have like a couple of them as of right now, that's perfect. Now, if we need more, we do have stock photos because, like I said, we cover all 50 states. So we'd be able to have some stock photos for you until like you ramp up more pictures. But that's not an issue. Okay. All right. So yeah. Carter, to secure the listing itself, are you going to be using a business credit card for it? Or are you going to be using a personal card?
Personal card.
Okay. And then just for the card itself, does it just say your first and last name or is there like a middle initial on there?
No, just my first and last name.
Okay. And then for the billing address is still the 125 Beverly Avenue?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then the zip code is the 26062?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then for the card itself, is it a Master, Visa, Discover?
Visa.
Visa. Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are.
4436-2801-0942-4535.
Okay, can I repeat this back to you?
Yep.
Okay, I got 4436-2801-0942-4535.
Yep.
Okay. And then your expiration?
10/26.
And then the security code?
765.
Okay. Now, I want to put a security question here for you. So this is just an added protection here that we do as Google Channel partners. Anytime we call you, we will ask you this security question. That way you always know that you're talking to us and we always know that we're talking to you. None of your information here at Local Splash will never be shared or sold. Okay. So I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name. I have the city you were born in, and I have your first pet's name.
Do the first pet.
First pet. Okay. What's your first pet's name?
In Dana.
In Dana. And that's I-N-D-A-I-N-A. Is that correct?
No, it's D-A-N-A.
Gotcha. Okay. Was In Dana a dog?
Dana is a dog.
Okay. It's Dana or In Dana?
Dana. D-A-N-A.
Okay. Sorry about that. I just want to make sure it's correct.
Yeah, cause... how dare you get it wrong?
Sorry. What kind of dog is Dana?
She's a pit bull.
Oh, nice. Okay. Dude, pit bulls, they're the sweetest dogs. A lot of people have
this
conception.
She's a purebred good girl is what she is.
A lot of people have misconceptions about pit bulls, and they're like, oh, my gosh, no, I don't want to pet them. I'm like, dude, pit bulls are the most loving dogs ever. They are protective of their owners and families, but I used to have a King Corso mixed with an Italian Mastiff. So people would look at my dog,
ooh,
and they're like, I ain't getting nowhere near that dog. I'm like,
I would like to
gonna...
have a King Corso.
They're beautiful. They're so beautiful. They're just expensive, I'll tell you that.
A lot of work though, right?
Yeah, you gotta exercise them. You gotta make sure that you also too, biggest thing with them is socializing them. Cause if not, they just get so confined to just like their little bubble, and anybody that comes in, they can get really aggressive. So you like gotta make sure. I would take her to like public places all the time and like walk around like college campuses just to get to know like people and stuff when she was like a puppy. But yeah,
yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful dog. She kind of had like little, stripes on her. So she kind of looked like a little tiger too. I was like, ah, that's cool. All right. So I have everything set up here. What I'm going to do really quickly, Carter, is I'm just going to walk you through a voice verification. So this is another added protection for you. This will be sent to you in your email right after we're done here. And then once this is done, I'm going to schedule that call for later on today for my tech team to call you so they can get started on everything today. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Carter's Tree Service.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Carter Fitchett, owner.
Perfect. You are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you are the authorized user on the billing account, right?
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, Carter, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from local Splash and not another company. So that's your first pet's name, okay? Dana.
Yes.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and text messages and emails from us?
Yes.
Okay. I have a customer service phone number. This is the customer service line that my tech team is going to call you from. Do you want it right now? I'm going to send it to you in an email as well, but if you want to write it down, you can. I can give it to you now.
No, I'll see it in the email.
Okay. Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Yeah, you already did. You told me what you're already doing right now. So,
awesome. I sure did.
Yeah, so I just have to ask it. Okay, so your payment for initial term and account setup, which I weighed the account setup for you, so it's really just the initial term, will be charged today, which is December 18th, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th. This amount for $249 is a recurring payment. Now, Carter, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, and it's the 877-635-6225 number that I'm going to email you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Yeah.
Perfect. Now, what is a good time for you today? Do you have availability later on today to for my tech team to call you so that way we can do your onboarding call here and get everything going for you?
Yeah, I have open availability.
Okay. What time works for you? So I have 11 a.m., which is what, 2 p.m. your time? I also have a 5 p.m. your time, and I have a 6 p.m. your time.
Five p.m. is fine.
5 p.m. Okay, good. Because I only had one deal there. So, all right, I'm gonna send you another email. So everything went good here. So I do want to say congratulations and welcome to Local Splash. We are like a family here. So we're gonna definitely get started on this right now, so we can get you up and running very quickly with your Google Business Profile and then also to your Facebook. Now, I did send you, you might have received, honestly, like 2 or 3 text messages, but I did send you a text message. It's just with our terms and conditions. Did you receive anything yet?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Okay. So it should say, hey, Carter, thank you for choosing Local Splash, or welcome to Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email on file, and then it has a link right there that it says /terms, and then it has your phone number. Can you click that link? It should open up, and then on the bottom, there's 2 checkboxes there. There's one that says,
yep.
I would choose the SMS, because that's going to give you updates on your Google Business Profile that we'll be able to do that. And then the card authorization holder, obviously, and then sign your name, and it's going to take you to a login form.
Yep, I got it. I'm in the login right now.
You're quick. Okay. Most people, I got to walk them through this. All right.
I mean,
so
I have to sign it, right?
Yeah, it's their terms and conditions, so you had to sign it.
Yeah.
What that is right there for that login form, my onboarding team is going to go through that with you, okay? So that's going to be where you're going to be able to track everything. They're going to give you the login credentials, okay?
Okay.
So at 5 o'clock, they're going to give you login credentials. Now, I did send you an email. If you want to maybe go into it, it is coming from me and it's a Google Calendar. It's just, I had tagged my tech team on there as well. So it's you, me, and my tech team that are tagged on there. If you want to hit yes on that, just to confirm the 5 o'clock is good. Now, at any point, if you get busy at 5 o'clock and they call you, you can always reschedule it if you want, but I would really just make sure just to get it done today, because then that process starts like now. It will take around 30 to 45 minutes. yeah. It will take around 30 to 45 minutes. They're going to verify everything with me. I mean, with you that I have here with your and I, conversation. And then they're going to go ahead and process everything with like the Facebook. They're going to walk you through that and then process everything with the Google Business Profile as well and start getting that process rolling. Okay.
All right.
All right, Carter. Well, I have everything set up for you. You're all good to go. I just need to work on your account here and send it over to them so that way we can get rock and rolling by 5. Do you have any questions for me at all?
No, that's it.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'm pretty much done right now. I'm going to get started on this, and then I'll call you. We'll be calling you around 5 p.m., okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Carter, I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.